Women of Strength, have you listened to episode 406 yet? Co-founder Julie from Needed and I dove deeper into the reasons for nutritional depletion, which is common in 95% of women, and what to look for in a prenatal vitamin. We were also able to chat about something super cool that Needed has to offer, and that's the Needed Academy. It is a place where people can find free nutritional education taught by leading women's perinatal health experts from OBGYNs, midwives, doulas, and nutritionists. I highly recommend checking it out. To learn more, visit neededacademy.com or check out the show notes for the link. Want one less decision to make in postpartum? Coterie is like the autopilot button for diapers. They're hypoallergenic, ultra-absorbent, and made without any of the junk. We love Coterie because clean ingredients on your baby's most sensitive parts is super important. Best part? You can text them when you need to size up or delay your next box. Postpartum is wild. Coterie just makes it feel a little lighter. You can use our exclusive code VBAC20, that is VBAC20, at checkout to make postpartum a little easier with an extra 20% off your order.
Hello, Women of Strength and VBAC Link followers. You guys, today is a rebroadcasted episode. Now, way back in the beginning of the year, Julie actually had mentioned that she thought that this would be really a good episode to re-air. And I had mentioned that we were ditching all of our really poor audio episodes and only bringing back the good audio episodes. But I want to give you a little bit of a fair warning. This episode is definitely a little less quality when it comes to the audio, but that is because we were speaking with multiple dads on different devices, like on phones, on Zoom, on another little platform. So please be aware of that. But today's episode is really targeted towards the dads, or it's targeted for the dads, because for many years we have received questions on, you know, how can I help my husband understand? Or these are actual questions within our VBAC Link community. It says, any recommendations for resources I can share with my husband about risks and benefits of repeat C-section and VBAC? He's not on social media, so I'm trying to find ways that I can share things with him. So here is one of these episodes. This episode is filled with dads talking about their experience. We asked them some questions and got their two cents on what they thought. So we have another one here that says, I posted here a while ago about my husband not being super supportive, and I just wanted to share how far we have come. And they go down and describe all the things that they have done together by listening to podcasts, watching The Business of Being Born, taking our VBAC Link course, and reading blogs, and really educating together. So dads, if you are listening, this is going to be my suggestion to you, is definitely check out this episode, because these dads are amazing, and they definitely, you know, are just chatting about their experience. But also educate with your wife or with your partner. Really understand the stats and facts about VBAC. Understand their why to the best of your ability. Now, when I say that, I mean that because my husband will never understand my why. And I don't shame him for that. And he knows that he'll never understand my why. It was really hard. I was trying really, really hard to explain my why to him. And then it was causing some contention because he wasn't getting it. But looking back, there's no way that you can truly, deeply understand the why to the extreme that we can. But you can try. And I think educating yourself and hearing stories from other dads like this and really diving into what VBAC looks like, how scary it actually isn't, and understanding what your partner is wanting and hearing her out and just really trying to get comfortable on your end. I also know that that takes work, and these dads have all been through trauma too. My husband was as well, But this episode really is for the partners. So ladies, share this with your partners, husbands, and partners. I really hope that you enjoy listening to these other dads and their experiences. And even though the podcasts are filled with just people telling stories, women sharing stories, and I shouldn't say just, but they're just stories, and they may not be super appealing, I encourage you to go through and listen through a lot of these stories as well. Okay, partners, thank you so much.
You are listening to the VBAC Link podcast, special episode number 6. And boy, do we have a treat for you today. We are going to be talking to 5 different dads who have supported their wives through a VBAC. And ladies, if you have ever wanted to convince your birth partner of anything for your birth, you are going to want them to tune in right now. So go ahead and grab them really fast, and we are going to get right to it after this quick intro.
You are tuned in to the VBAC Link podcast with Julie Francom and Megan Heaton, VBAC moms, doulas, and educators here to help you get inspired for birth after having a C-section. Together, they have created a robust VBAC preparation course along with this uplifting podcast for women who are preparing for their VBAC. Although these episodes are VBAC specific, they encourage all expectant moms to listen and educate themselves on how to avoid a cesarean from the get-go. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other qualified medical professional. Here are your hosts, Julie and Megan.
Definitely. Thank you. We really are so excited to have this episode, and just want to thank all of these dads who have agreed to be on today in advance. So first dad that we have on the phone today is actually one of my client's husbands who I just adore. His name is Jace, and he is just so excited. Huh, Jace? He's so excited to be
so
on. Well, we are excited to have you. So we are just going to dive right in and start asking you some of these questions that we got off of our Instagram and Facebook. So question number 1 is, what do you wish that you knew before going in to your VBAC journey? And what are you glad that you did know?
I don't know. I feel like my wife's very educated about this stuff. So I feel like I kind of, you know, gathered enough stuff going in. And I mean, Megan was great at, you know, educating me on everything. So stuff I wished I knew going in, there's not anything I can think of, honestly. But as far as what I was glad to know, I really enjoyed knowing about the counter pressures, because the first time we had our first baby, it was kind of, I kind of felt helpless. I didn't know what to do to support her, you know? So yeah, knowing that counter pressure was good.
And you were awesome at it. And when he says his wife is like, was totally like caught up with knowledge, let me tell you guys, she did her research. She knew exactly what was coming next. So she seriously was amazing. Awesome. Okay, so question number 2. Julie, would you like to ask Jace this question?
I would love to. What Megan didn't tell you is Jace was at our very first test class for our VBAC prep courses. Him and his sweet wife were there with us and giving us feedback and letting us know what we needed to add or elaborate more or take away. Yeah, so we were so grateful for him. But question number 2, before I just keep running my mouth, is, Jace, did you have any fear for your partner or your baby? And if so, what helped you overcome that fear?
Megan knows this. I don't linger on like what could happen type of stuff. So not really, honestly.
Seriously, Jace was so chill during everything, even during a little part where it was a little nerve-wracking because their sweet baby decided to do something funky, which I'm not going to give it away because I'm hoping to have Beth on.
We're working on it.
Even then, like, he was so calm and relaxed. So I'm proud of you. Proud of you, Jace. Okay, so at number 3, now, Jace,
we already know you had a doula, and we hope you feel good about it. But how did you feel?
Now is not the time.
Now is not the time to say that you were
satisfaction.
So how did you feel your doula impacted the birth? And would you recommend a doula to anyone, any dad?
Yeah, definitely. I would recommend a doula for sure. My wife's not the kind of person, and not me either, really, particularly, that would have family come in during any of the parts of the birthing process. So yeah, just have someone there to be, you know, a support to who knows her crap and knows what's going on in the whole process was nice. And again, like I said, the counter pressure was awesome because she helped too with the counter pressure. It wasn't just me doing it the whole time too.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely recommend for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, Megan definitely knows her crap. Promise.
I would say so.
All right, Julie.
Last question. Jace, it's time to take it home. This is the last and most important question. What advice would you give a birth partner preparing to support through a VBAC?
So the main thing I could think of is just to educate yourself. I mean, you always fear things that are uncertain. You always fear uncertainties. So if you're able to educate yourself as much as possible going into the experience, then hopefully it'll go smoother. And hopefully, you know, your nerves won't be just on edge all the time.
Definitely. Perfect. So, Jace, after taking our class, do you recommend our class as well? Do you feel like you learned some good stuff
definitely.
In that class?
And that was just the trial
run. Yeah.
You should see it now.
Yeah, I definitely learned a lot of stuff. Even my wife, she did learn some stuff too. Like there were times where we looked at each other like, oh, we didn't know that.
You know? Oh, so hey. Really awesome. I'll tell you, she seriously knows her stuff. So
yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, we appreciate you so, so much. And seriously, thank you. And we can't wait for all of the other dads to hear your episode.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could give some somewhat decent answers, hopefully.
Your answers rock.
Yeah,
they
were
rock.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good night.
I want to take a quick pause in our episode today to talk a little bit more about Needed Academy. As you know, preparing for a VBAC takes a lot of learning, research, and dedication. Our nutrition and overall health is so important and a detail that sometimes gets overlooked. Needed is making it easy for you to get an amazing information really at the tip of your fingertips. This free educational program is on Instagram, and it is for birth workers, practitioners, and the curious mom and mothers-to-be. Sharing this amazing resource with anyone you know who wants to understand how they can take care of themselves or others before, during, and after pregnancy. You will learn from leading health experts on topics like the physical demands of fertility, pregnancy, postpartum, and what our bodies need nutritionally to thrive. Remember, we have learned that 95% of pregnant women are nutritionally depleted. You're also going to learn things like why women need radically more nutritional support than the status quo delivers, the science and clinical experience behind needed products, and more. I have personally been taking Needed products, and I really can't say it enough. They are mine and our team's favorite for so many reasons. I am so excited that Needed has done so much work to help us with solid supplements, and now they're offering this amazing free academy. You guys, if you can, do me a favor. Not if you're driving, but do me a favor if you're not. Stop the show right now and just press pause and click the link in the show notes for the academy. Get started today. It is honestly so easy. You can fill up the form on the link in the show notes and then head over to @NeededAcademy on Instagram to start learning. Don't forget that Needed is also offering our community 20% off with code VBAC. So also go to checkout once you're done with this episode today at thisisneeded.com to find prenatal vitamins, hydration support, sleep support, and more. Again, you can go to thisisneeded.com and get 20% off your order with code VBAC, and that is VBAC. Okay, let's get back into today's show. Let's take a moment to talk about Coterie wipes, because they're just as amazing as their diapers. These wipes are made from 100% plant-based fibers and are up to 30% larger than most other brands, making them perfect for even the messiest of situations. They're also hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested, so they're safe for newborns and even eczema-prone skin. One of our team members shared that these wipes have been a game changer, gentle enough for delicate skin, but durable enough to get the job done with fewer wipes. They've even earned the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance. You guys, you can pair these with Coterie diapers for a high-performance diaper duo. And do not forget, you can get 20% off with code VBAC20 of your first order of $40 or more. Add a pack of these incredible wipes to your order to see the difference.
Hey guys, so we have another awesome dad on today's episode, and he is actually another one of my client's husbands. And let me just tell you a short story about him. I actually met him the day that she was in labor. So totally just met him, and man, I just adore him. This is Dell, and we're excited to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, seriously, we really appreciate you. Nicole's like, he must love you. I'm like, okay, good. I'm so glad he said yes. Okay, so this first question is, what do you wish you knew before getting into this experience, going into this VBAC, and what are you glad that you did know?
What I did not know is the significance that it really had to my wife. I know that she had wanted it. She had talked about it. And to me, it's like women have been shooting babies out for a long time. What's the big deal?
Right.
Why is this different? She had had a natural-ish birth that was medicated with her first child, and she tried with the second, and given where we were at, I kind of pushed for a C-section, and after she fought through it for a while, she opted to go that way. And to me, I didn't see the significance of it. I'm like, you have a healthy kid. Why are you? To me, it seems difficult to have a natural, unmedicated birth. It just sounds crazy,
right?
But you know, I didn't know how important it was to her. Probably my biggest take now, looking back at it.
Right. I think my husband was the same. I talked about it often. I was prepping. I was reading. So he knew, like, it mattered. But I don't think he actually realized until I scooped that baby up and was screaming, I did it, that, whoa, like, this means a lot to her. And so I love it. Awesome. Okay, Julie is going to ask you the next question.
All right.
Okay.
Dale, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Question number two, did you have any fear for your partner or your baby? And if so, what helped you to overcome that fear?
I don't know that I really had a huge fear. This was our third child. And of course, we were at a great medical facility that they were able, you know, if this happened or that happened, you know, we were at the best place we could think of to be. So I don't know that I was fearful. I guess I was fearful that, you know, if anything would be that my wife had pushed so hard to have this experience and she was scared that, well, what if I can't? I guess that would, I guess fearful wouldn't be the word, but just I was afraid that she was going to be disappointed if it didn't go the way she wanted it to.
Right. And that is something that's so hard because, you know, you birth partners, everybody is like, when you see your wife's, you know, like really passionate about something, you want it, you end up wanting it for them as well. So I'm so glad. Her birth was awesome. And everything went so smooth. And I'll tell you one fear of mine that I had for you is because they were something, little side note, is they were far away. They drove a really long time.
Wow.
Yeah. How far is it? 4 hours? 5 hours?
About 3.5, 4 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
to get to the hospital. So I was like, I hope he makes it. And you were totally there. It was awesome. Okay, so now we know you had a doula. So would you recommend a doula? How did a doula impact the birth? Like, from your standpoint.
Okay.
Are you going to tell everyone how hippy-dippy you thought I was? No, I'm just kidding.
I am. I will be honest that, you know, when you know, Nicole first said, you know, I really think I want a doula. And first I had to have her explain what this is. And she gave me a very generalized thing. And I thought, you know, okay, you're paying some crunchy hippie lady to be in the room and, you know, say go team go and all that. And that was my first general impression. And, you know, Megan reached out and talked to me, and I the first message I ever talked with her, I think I said, like, well, do you bring the chickens that we sacrifice? Yes. Or do I? I just thought this is like some sort of hippie voodoo, whatever. And but, you know, it was important to Nicole, so I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Well, you know, I didn't think much of it. But after the fact, wow. I can't say, because, you know, from my perspective, and I don't know if there's other dads out there, when you're going through this whole birthing process, you feel totally helpless. Like, you can hold a hand, or you can, you know, get some ice chips or whatever, but I'm a mechanic by trade. I fix things. I want, you know, we're here to have a baby. Let's have a baby. Let's knock it out and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And babies don't do that. So, and I mean, with the doula and the process and the things that you guys see every day, and, you know, when this happens, you do this and it helps. And by experience, I mean, I've seen 3 births. And I can't even count the number you guys have dealt with and the experiences you have from them that it changed my perception of it totally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're so glad that you completely changed that and didn't think I just slayed chickens.
Add that to your resume.
No, seriously. I think that is something that is common, though. A lot of dads are like, whoa, wait, what? Like, you're going to bring someone that we don't even hardly know. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad that you could see the impact, for sure.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't already know how awesome Megan was, you're going to hear a lot more of it, because we've got 2 more dads to talk to that worked with her. So only one of my friends is on the episode. But I'm just going to go ahead and ask the last question. What advice would you give to a birth partner preparing for a VBAC?
The biggest advice I would say is educate yourself. You know, educate, you know, what your options are, what your expectations are. Surround yourself with a team that wants this as bad as you do. I mean, we've had, you know, problems with doctors that just, they strayed away from it. And, you know, that's their prerogative. But if this is important to you, get a healthcare provider that supports your journey, and, you know, definitely go with a doula. Like I said, my perception of it changed greatly after our birth, because one thing that I didn't think of really is how much of an advocate a doula can be during this process.
Absolutely.
Because there are things that during this that Megan said, you know, how about we try this, or was talking to the medical people, things that I didn't think of or didn't know, and how about we try this? And there's such a patient advocate that support the mother, because there's a lot of things that as a dad you may have heard, you may have listened to, but when the time comes, you either don't think about it or you don't feel comfortable, you know, telling this nursing staff or this physician that, hey, this is really what, you know, my client wants.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way we can facilitate that? And it's, you know, to me, that was huge. That was absolutely huge.
So we have a spot open for a marketing person for our business, and I was
pretty
just
sure you just nailed
if
it.
I could send you a link to apply. But just so you know, like, I just want to say something to our women of strength who are listening right now. We had no idea what these guys' answers were going to be right now. So just in case that you think we're paying somebody, we're not. This is 100% honest review, and boy, did you nail it? I know a class you guys can take. I know some doulas that are available. And man, I just love your answer so much.
Yes.
Well, it was such a pleasure. And like I said, you know, going from dancing around with dolls and chickens and offering sacrifices, I honestly didn't know what to expect. And to go from, you know, that little skewed perception in my head to what a blessing that, you know, this can be to the mother and the support that they get through the whole process, because at least in our process, it wasn't like you just called somebody up and be like, hey, here next week we're going to be having a baby, I think you could be there. I mean, this is a process. It's not something that you know, it's a last minute thing per se. So you develop a relationship with your customers and with the families that they deal with. And that it totally is something that I can't recommend enough.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you guys for having me. And hopefully you can help everybody else and that they'll see the value that you guys bring to the whole process.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate you.
All
right, up next, we have my friend Joe, and Joe is Leslie's husband. You will remember Leslie from episode number 17. She had a special scar, and if you haven't listened to her episode yet, you are definitely going to want to after you hear her husband, Joe, share his thoughts about everything. So, Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're there. I wish I could see you and give you a high five right now. But we're just going to get right into it with our first question. And we want to know, what do you wish you knew before the VBAC? And what are you so glad that you did know going into it?
Well, there's a couple of facets to that answer specifically. And I'll just start with birth in general.
Perfect.
One of the things that I wish I knew before birth in general was just more about the different options that there are out there. That birth isn't just in a hospital or in a birthing center or even at home. And you've got OBs and you've got midwives and you've got all these different options as far as like who you want delivering your baby. I didn't know any of that, you know, before our first child. And if you don't know your options, you don't really have them, because it's not like we walked into our obstetrician's office and just got, you know, offered all these different options. Mm-hmm. So just in general, I wish that I would have known more about birth and the different options that we have to make that happen. As far as VBACs go, one of the things that I wish I had known before was how much the support system that somebody has really makes a difference in the birth. Because there was a night and day difference between doing the HBAC, you know, the home birth, mm-hmm. with the special scar and everything at our house versus in the hospital with our first child. The experience was absolutely 180. I mean, the comfort, the support, and the ease that we experienced with the home birth just blew everything that we experienced in the hospital away, because in the hospital, it felt like we were having to fight at every turn.
And you were. You guys were.
And we didn't have to do any of that at home because we had selected the right birthing team for us at that point. And it wasn't really until after the birthing experience that I like really realized how much of a difference that made in the grand scheme of things. So that's definitely one thing that I wish I would have known, is just how important your birth team is and selecting the right doula and the right midwife or obstetrician, birth photographer, videographer, all the people that are involved, you know?
Definitely. Awesome. Okay. Well, we're going to jump into another question. Did you have any fear for your partner or baby? And if you did, what helped you overcome that fear?
Actually, no. I really didn't have any significant fear for me, Leslie, or Leora. And there's a few reasons for that. I'll just start with the most basic. My gut instinct was that things were going to be okay.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. You know, and it tends to be pretty accurate, so that definitely detracted from my stress. Another thing was that I had looked at the statistics as far as birthing goes, you know, general unassisted versus cesareans versus VBACs versus a VBAC with a special scarf. You know, I'm in the medical profession, so I have access to all that literature and stuff, just like anybody else does, and I can read it fairly easily. So I looked at the statistics, and, you know, you'll hear scary stuff about, like, dehiscence or pulling apart of scars and stuff like that. But one of the things that stood out to me is that the cases where there was a dehiscence of that scar, there was no real clear delineation as to, A, what the scar type was and its propensity to dehisce, and then, B, what that dehiscence actually looked like. Mm-hmm. If there was just a slight tearing versus if there was a catastrophic tear with the bleed and, you know, all these major, major...
I feel like you're teaching our class right now, Joe. This is amazing. So awesome. Look at your education. I'm so impressed. So impressed.
Thanks. Well, I can speak that medical lingo stuff.
Yes, you can.
For those who don't know, Joe is a PA.
Definitely makes it... Yes, I'm a PA. I'm a primary care provider.
That's so awesome.
So I've been in practice for 4 or 5 years now.
Good. So this medical talk speaks to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm fluent in it. So I looked at, like, all this different research and literature and case studies and all this of VBACs and the different, you know, results that people have had. And one of the things that also stood out to me as well was this kind of fear where there is, like, a zero defect mentality as far as what's acceptable in the world of obstetrics. Mm-hmm. Because if you look on the other hand, say in cardiology, somebody that has congestive heart failure, if somebody came out with a surgery that said that had a 90%, 95% success rate, a cardiologist would look at that and be like, let's go for it. Let's tell the patient and let's make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
However, if then you move over to obstetrics and a 95% success rate is seen as catastrophic and completely unacceptable, and your doctor most of the time will not even present it as an option to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the numbers don't lie. So I was looking at the numbers and I'm like, well, actually this is overwhelmingly fairly safe as long as it's the right person, right place, right time, right support network, and all that kind of stuff. Because most of the case studies that I did review, there were significant factors that you could see before somebody had a bad outcome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And we talk about those, you know, signs in our class. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And I saw the same thing. So that definitely decreased my level of stress approaching it. And then the last thing, which only helps out, you know, some people, but, you know, I birthed children before when I was getting my medical education. So I knew that I just knew how to deliver a baby. And I looked up the alternatives for, like, breech presentations and all this other stuff as well. So I learned how to do, like, what external version looks like versus, like, delivering a beach baby and all this other stuff. So I at least, like, educated myself on some of these alternate presentations and how to handle them versus what I had experienced in my own medical education, which was just assisting in the delivery of uncomplicated vaginal and cesarean babies.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think you were more prepared than most, and I think that your confidence just kind of radiates. Like you literally could teach our class. Yeah, you could literally teach our class. So we're going to just keep you in our back pocket and pull you out when we need you. But we're just going to skip to the last question and say, Erin, ask you, what advice would you give a birth partner preparing to VBAC?
The advice that I would give is to stay engaged with the whole birth process. I know a lot of like husbands and fathers will tend to kind of just take a back seat and just let mom do whatever she does. And they may not be like super supportive or anything like that. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with dads trying to learn, going to classes with moms, learning what labor and delivery looks like, and, you know, just kind of the different options for birthing and the different options for care team members, because knowledge is power. So the more that you know, the more confidently you can go into that birthing experience, and it makes all the difference in the world, because I was not very educated in it with our first child, and I was with the second child, and my experience was so much better with the second child. I mean, the only thing that where I felt any sort of anxiety was just that things were happening so fast that, like,
yeah,
I couldn't get things lined up for, because we were supposed to do like a little water bath that she was going to deliver in, but that baby wanted to come before that, so I didn't have time to fill that up. That was my only like, oh crap moment during the whole delivery. And so I was just like, oh, she's in transition, I can hear it, I need to push this off to the side and just get done. But because I had educated myself, I knew that the change in pitch of the noises that Leslie was making indicated that she was in transition. And I was able to be there for her because I had been engaged.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and you guys made a great team. I will never, ever get tired of hearing that birth story. It just, and plus, like, you know, me and Leslie were kind of in it together. My first VBAC baby was born a month after Leora was. And so we were kind of all just in it together. And you guys were learning right along with me and my husband. And it was cool to have that connection with you guys.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, say hi to Leslie for me.
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, can you believe it? We've had some amazing answers. We're so excited. Our next dad is Tyler, and he is fresh, actually, this year out of their VBAC. So we're so excited to have him. Tyler, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, question number one. So what do you wish that you knew before going into the VBAC? And is there anything that you were glad that you did know?
See, if there's anything that I wish I really knew beforehand, are all the impossible things that I wish I could know. I wish I could know if there are going to be any complications. I wish I could know every single provider that's going to be at the facility. You do get to meet your healthcare provider, whether that's a nurse midwife or an OBGYN, or I don't know if you have a family practice doctor who delivers, whatever. But they're only there for a couple minutes. And so I wish there was some amazing way that you could always be paired up with the same exact nurses that you could meet beforehand. But nope, it'd just be impossible to staff a labor and delivery floor that way. So, but those are the sorts of things I wish I could know. You know, what's going to happen? What are the possible complications? I really want to know exactly what's going to happen, but that can't happen. Right. And then I wish I knew all the other staff that we'd spend the most time with. But you can't know that either. When it comes to technical knowledge, I felt like everybody else around me knew enough, so there's nothing that I really wanted to know. Some things, though, that I did know that I was really glad that I knew were simply just the people that I knew I would be working with. So Megan was our doula, and it was wonderful knowing her and trusting her. And it was also wonderful knowing our nurse midwife, and just I didn't have any fears that they would push my wife a certain direction, or especially the nurse midwife. Her name was Heather, and she's just a really wonderful person. So trusted their expertise, trusted the way that they would work with my wife. And so those are the things that I was happy I did know before I went in.
Awesome. And it was a good team. Heather was amazing. Oh my gosh, it was an awesome birth. Okay, so question number two. Did you have any fear for your partner or baby? And if you did, what helped you overcome that fear?
Well, I always have a little bit because so this was the one that we just got out of was our third child. The first child, my wife had an abruption and we almost lost our baby. Mm. If we weren't in a hospital, we definitely would have lost our baby. Could have lost my wife too. But everything went really well and our baby turned out just fine and my wife did too. So I was definitely a little worried that something like that could happen, but at the same time I was feeling calm. And I think what helped me feel that way was I knew that I could trust everyone to respond in the best ways possible. And I'm a religious person and I just felt like God would take care of us.
Yeah. You know, going into a new experience after the last experience, you know, it's so nice to know that, you know, or just feel that way. Feel confident that, okay, I'm going to be taken care of. She's going to be taken care of. Baby's going to be okay. We've done everything to put ourselves in the right spot. And I'm going to have faith and let this happen. And it happened beautifully.
Yeah, it really did.
It really, really did. Okay, so question number three.
I think one other fear that I forgot to bring up, I was also worried that her labor would just take her super long time, but thankfully that didn't happen. You can't really have any control over that, but I was a little worried. But go ahead.
Because her last labor did. So
right, it took a super long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this time was pretty speedy. Okay, so it's so funny because the question is, did you have a doula? But a couple of these have already been answered.
We already know
that I was a doula.
We had the best doula.
Aww.
She is the best doula.
Well, the other part of the question is how do you feel your doula impacted the birth, and would you recommend a doula to others, and why?
Absolutely. So to describe the impact that you had, Megan, I think I want to kind of go back to something I said earlier. One thing I wish I would know is who our nurse was going to be and all the other people that we'd be working with most of the labor. And I mean, Heather only comes in at the end or whatever doctor you choose, right? And so I always wish I knew the person that we'd really be working with the whole time. I feel like those are some of the most stressful moments. And so, well, who's that person we know? It's you. So you're that emotional support. And I don't think nurses are always that emotional support. They do this day in, day out, and sometimes they forget, I need to. That's some of the best, most important care is just being there for that person's emotions. And that's what I'm mostly there for. And I don't always feel the most capable of helping in those circumstances because, I don't know, maybe because I'm just a guy and not a lady. And so it's really, really, really nice to have you there. And so I think that's one of the biggest impacts that you had is you're a super strong and emotional support, and not just for my wife, but for me too. Mm-hmm. And but then beyond that, you've been to so many births. You have expertise. You know how to help. Just knowing that puts me at peace. So I have extra peace, and you give the emotional support that we both need, my wife and I, because it hurts me when she hurts. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate you helping us out this time.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on your journey because it was amazing. And don't discredit yourself. You were amazing. And, yeah, you may not have seen as many births, but you sure didn't look like it. You rocked it.
Thank you.
So last question before we let you go is, what advice would you give to a birth partner preparing for a VBAC?
Well, obviously, I think you need to have somebody, if you don't feel comfortable yourself being that support for your wife or your partner, find somebody else you know who's going to do a good job. And that's why I feel a doula is a good option. And doulas are worth their weight in gold. So I feel like paying them is a great thing. Also, you've got to choose a provider that you feel comfortable that provider is going to somehow support your wife and not go against her wishes. So mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another important thing.
Definitely.
Other than that, have a good experience and don't get too stressed out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Going in and enjoying the birth. So when you do look back, you remember it as this beautiful experience and hopefully not anything more than happy, you know, or anything less than happy, I should say. Well, awesome. Well, we appreciate you so much and we sure love you. Julie loves you too. She doesn't know you, but she loves you.
My brother's name is Tyler, so
nice to meet you, that counts.
Nice to meet you.
Filling the love through the phone.
Oh, so good. Okay, next up, we have Chase. And Chase is Karina's husband, and Karina was episode 4.
Let's see.
Or five, or six, or seven.
Six.
Okay, she was six. And this is her husband. So we love Karina. And if you haven't caught up with her episode yet, go ahead and take a listen after you're done hearing her husband give his info on how the birth went. We are excited to get the down low from him. So we're just going to get right into it. Chase, question number one. What do you wish you knew before VBAC? And what are you glad that you did know going into it?
Man, it's tough to answer the first question. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but Karina and I both did quite a bit of research with our first two babies, as well as our third, because we were planning a VBAC, and we wanted to know all the risks and the benefits to, you know, having a VBAC versus just going straight to the cesarean like a lot of doctors wanted us to. So there wasn't a lot that I wish that I had known, but there's quite a bit that I'm glad I did know. A couple of those, just to name a few, is one, I already mentioned the risk factors of the VBAC versus the cesarean. I'm glad that I knew those so that, you know, as situations came up during the labor, I was able to, you know, help make decisions either for or against the VBAC, which in almost every case, it ended up being for the VBAC, both through the course of the labor and through the course of the entire pregnancy. Another really big thing was that I'm glad I knew that my doctor was a supporter of what we were trying to do, because so many doctors aren't, and they would try to stop you every step along the way, from the growth scan to non-stress tests to, you know, pretty much everything else that you might go through during the course of a pregnancy. They might tell you not to do the VBAC. And so having a doctor that was a supporter of us doing the VBAC and encouraging us to do the VBAC and going along with the things that we wanted instead of just fighting with us just made it that much easier in a scenario that was already difficult. And the last thing that I was really glad about is that I already knew that my wife could rock a vaginal birth. She did it with
She's
our first
pretty
baby.
Awesome.
Yeah, she did it with our first baby and, you know, proved her mettle and took away really any fear I had regarding a vaginal birth. And the VBAC was just almost a non-issue just because of those factors.
Awesome. Well, that's really good. I was listening to Megan just rave about you and your birth knowledge before we got you on the line. So I'm glad that you had so much confidence going into it and that you were very well educated. It's kind of been the theme with when we've been talking to our clients' husbands tonight, is just, you know, being educated and learning as much as you can. Cool. Yeah. All right. Question number two. So I think I might know the answer to this one, but did you have any fear for your partner or baby going into the VBAC? And if so, what helped you overcome your fear?
Well, I didn't have much fear for either of them, and I'll follow that up with a kind of a why. As I mentioned, we prepared like crazy beforehand, both through knowledge seeking, through actual physical mock labors, doing relaxation practice, making sure that she was in tune with her body and that I was in tune with her body so that I could, you know, help her relax more if she started to succumb to, you know, any sort of pain or discomfort or negative thoughts that, you know, took her out of a good mentality. I think that the physical practice was really important. And then the knowledge, just, you know, knowing what's happening and when and why is huge for removing fear, because it's not the unknown anymore. It's the known, and it's not scary because, you know, it's going to pass and you know why it's happening. You can make proper decisions in the moment. So we researched almost everything we could outside of actually going to medical school. I did have one minor concern, was for the baby's blood sugar after the birth, because my wife is a type 1 diabetic. If her blood sugar were to not be controlled well during the labor, for example, if her blood sugar was high, as soon as the connection to the placenta was severed, that high blood sugar would be in the baby's bloodstream and the baby's pancreas would be working in overtime to combat that. But as soon as that sugar source is cut off, the pancreas then kind of overcompensates and causes the baby's blood sugar to go low. We saw that with our first two babies. I was a little bit concerned we'd see it with our third, but we mitigated that as much as possible by keeping Karina's blood sugar in under really tight control during the labor. So I really didn't have a lot of fear, just because we had prepped so much and we had mitigated everything possible, and given a potentially, you know, not desirable outcome with the baby's blood sugar, we knew what would happen there as well. So once again, we just removed the unknown, and then there wasn't anything left to do other than have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot to say about that. There's this phrase that I like, and faith and fear cannot coexist. And, you know, with knowledge and education, you know, you really do eliminate those fears. And as you start to learn more, you'll find your fears just kind of dissipating along the way, because you're prepared with the knowledge to meet whatever may come up along the way. I love that. Okay, very good. You're doing great so far. Passing grade so far. So two questions left.
Great.
Question number three. Did you have a doula, and would you recommend a doula, and why?
Shouldn't that be question 3, 4, and 5?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll give you triple credit for this one.
We did have a doula. We had 3, actually, which was really fortunate. One of them, initially we had 2. We had the one that we hired, and then she had a trainee who was also there, which we allowed and even welcomed, just because having the extra pair of hands, knowledgeable hands, makes all the difference. Like, labor is a huge marathon of testing your mental capacity and your physical capacity. You know, once you've been at work all day from 8 till 5, and then your wife goes into labor right after the other kids go to bed, and so, you know, it's like you've been awake doing hard work for 15 hours and now you've got to start another 15 hours of work without sleep. It's really a test on your brain and body, and having another person there, or even other people like we were fortunate to have, it removes so much difficulty that would be there if you were doing it by yourself. And not only that, but just having the doula there was really nice for providing like counter pressure. I could be on one side of Karina pushing on one hip, and the doula could be on the other side while the third was, you know, rubbing her back or doing a sacral press. So it was just really nice having all of those hands and all of those people to help with this marathon that would be not impossible by yourself, but, you know, exponentially more difficult. Not only that, but they were able to make a few suggestions that I had suspected we might want to try, but my brain was so foggy that I couldn't make the concrete decision to actually do it. And so then having them as kind of the the confirmation of my thought was really nice. And I think it helped move the labor along way faster than if we had just been doing it by ourselves, or even at a hospital with someone not quite so hands-on helping, like a nurse who's just running in and out and whatnot. So yeah, I definitely feel that all the doulas impacted our birth for the positive, probably made it go 50% faster. If I were to guess, there was a time period where it seemed like Karina was stalling and she was not seeming to make progress for 3 or 4 hours. And the doula made a suggestion that we do a particular invasive procedure that we were initially against, but in the moment it really made sense to do it. And so we went to the hospital and had it done, and immediately labor just picked right back up and it was smooth sailing till the end. So I would definitely recommend a doula, if nothing else, for the physical relief of having another person to help, you know, do the massaging and do the counter pressure and watching your wife or your partner to see when they might be having a problem or to suggest position changes. It's just so hard when you've been up for 30 hours and your brain doesn't work anymore, and having extra people there to help you think is the value cannot even be measured.
Yeah, absolutely. I know those doulas.
So do I, actually. Yeah. Some of them were mine, actually. Yeah, some of them were.
And the doula that you had that was a trainee was my doula for my third baby. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we're all kind of connected in the doula world here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay, fourth question. This is a moneymaker, okay? You're 3 for 3 now. So let's just see if you can get 100% on this last one. Question number 4, what advice would you give a birth partner preparing for a VBAC?
Man, the number one thing by far is just research. Gain knowledge. Know what's normal. Know how to cope with pain. Know how to handle long stretches of extreme discomfort. If you can't do it before the labor, then you're not going to be able to do it during the labor. There's so many people that go into labor thinking that the birth team will just be their savior and they don't have to try. The birth team definitely makes everything easier, especially when you have a doula on it, but they can't carry you. They can't do it for you. And so even with that said, with all the preparation in the world, you'll never know what it's actually like until you do it. So you may as well make it easy on yourself and get someone to help you lighten the load. So number one, just gain more knowledge. If you think you know a lot, you need more. and then get someone to help you. So
definitely
that would be my number two.
Perfect. Okay, you got 4 out of 4 correct. Plus, I gave you bonus points for the nice thing you said about doulas. So
right.
You can go report back to Karina and say, you know, you got A+.
Yes.
A++.
Great.
No, you seriously are so awesome. And we just love you guys. We love Karina so much. And she is such a big impact in the birth community here in Utah. So we're excited that we got to not only have Karina's episode on the podcast, but then we also get a special treat to have you on. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. Yeah. And like Julie said, you rocked it. All these dads did tonight.
All 5 of our dads on tonight.
Blew us away.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Pat yourselves on the back.
Yes. All right, Jace. Well, thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you.
Have a good night.
All right. Holy cow, guys. Okay. Me and Megan were really excited for this episode before we started recording, but now we just are so excited.
Blown away.
Yeah, we're blown away.
That was
and
amazing.
If you weren't listening to this with your birth partner to begin with, go back and make them listen to it with you, especially if you're having a hard time convincing them of the value of a doula or the value of taking a childbirth education course or a VBAC education course, especially our VBAC education course, as we would really like you to take, but really any education, really all these guys, I think that was the theme, really.
The advice?
You know, yeah.
Education.
Get a doula and educate yourself.
Yeah.
really. And sometimes hearing it from a guy just really can kind of touch a guy in ways that, you know, listening to a couple chicken dancing doulas can kind of get the point across too.
No, yeah, that, I mean, that literally just blew us away. We are so grateful for all of these dads. And, you know, they all have a special place in our heart personally as well. But we hope that it helped not only you, but also if your birth partner is listening to this, we hope that it helped you. And that we want you to also know, if you do have any further questions or, you know, questions that stem off of this, please know you can always write us. We are happy to talk to birth partners as well. Mm-hmm. So you can email us at info@thevbacklink.com or on our Facebook or our Instagram.
And if you are looking for a VBAC prep class, we have online and in-person courses for those in Utah and outside of Utah. You can find more info on our website, thevbacklink.com.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes. Have a good one.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to thevbacklink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, and Julie and Megan's bios, head over to thevbacklink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Everybody, I just wanted to take a quick sec to thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We are so glad that you are here. This community is near and dear to our heart. We love you all so much. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would really appreciate it if you'd leave us a rating and review. Our whole team here at the VBAC Link actually gets to see these reviews come in, and it makes our day. A 5-star rating helps us share our podcast and gets these important messages out there. Thank you so much for listening, and we cannot wait to see you next time.